This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Question of the day was, what's a reboot that should have never happened in honor of Chris Paul returning to the Clippers? And I just had a rush of memory when somebody said Steve Francis' second stint with the Rockets, and I was like, oh, that's right. That's a thing that happened.
I blocked that out.
At age 30, yeah. I did not remember that that had happened.
Yeah.
And he played all of 10 games, and it wasn't pretty.
Didn't Cat come back too, Coutinho? I don't remember exactly. It seemed like they both came back. Not together, but at various points. Either way, I blocked them out.
Yeah, I completely blocked that out. Yeah. Some other ones that were mentioned. Or one of the things I was thinking of was like Desmond King, the number, not even necessarily for his own fault. Just like they kept bringing him back, the Texans did, and never really using him in the way that you would anticipate that he'd be used.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of the ones. And then also Tim Tebow playing baseball. I forgot that that happened. Just they kept giving us Tim Tebow, man. They were like, the people want Tim Tebow. And did we?
Mm-hmm.
Did we?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go around the NFL now where we talk about, well, do the people want any of this? Jerry B. talking is one of those things that happens.
Man, this is crazy.
This time of year, especially when Jerry Jones has the opportunity to have himself, his son, and his head coach talk for like an hour starting training camp. There's a number of things that come out of it, and I think Jerry Jones intentionally wants us to be able to talk about it because he be saying some nonsense.
You say that, and you're not alone. Like, he just wants, you know, just – he is that guy that just wants their name out there, wants to be making headlines, spell the name right. I always say it, et cetera. But, boy, some of this stuff, it didn't even take him an hour for shrapnel to be flying everywhere around the Cowboys.
That's the way that he enjoys it.
Everywhere.
I don't understand why this is a continued practice for him. All of it, right? One of the continued practices. Tell me if you've heard this before with the Cowboys. They're heading into training camp with a contract question on the table. This time it's Michael Parsons. It's gotten hot and heavy. This is Jerry Jones explaining why he is cautious when it comes to contracts.
The other thing I would say is contracts are 4 or 5 years. Okay? There's a lot of water under the bridge if you step out there and do something in the first 2 or 3. You can get hit by a car, seriously. And so there's a lot to look at over a lot of years that could make a big difference. Have you ever heard of any clubs committing to players and then they didn't pan out after they committed to them? We have.
Yes.
He just went full blast.
What are you talking about?
Kyle Shanahan.
He can get hit by a car.
I don't even know if you'd be alive tomorrow.
He could fall off a bridge.
Why would you sign any contract if that's the way you think about it? This is a GM that's been the GM of a team for literal decades.
Yeah.
You could get in a plane crash.
Of course you could.
I mean, honestly, he could get a rare disease.
Yeah.
You never know what could happen. Why would we give him a contract? Because you need to.
A piano could fall on you.
That's the best one. He could be walking down the street, boom, piano falls on him. Dead.
People get hit by buses all the time, you know? You never know. That is insane.
I mean, you're 100% right. He does this, but it's just bizarre and wrong and impossible to figure out.
And what's funny is you hear him say that and you go, all right, who is he talking about, right? Is he just talking about some dude on the team? This is the best, probably the best player on your football team
yeah.
that generally around the league, teams go, yes, that guy is going to get signed. We don't even have to think about it. And you out here talking about, well, what if he dies? What are we talking about?
It's so bad to the point. I'm like, do he just joke around with these players afterward? Do people feel like he's joking?
Well, no. J.J. Watt had something to say about this.
He did, because as Jerry Jones is copping all the pleas as to why you shouldn't sign him, without really giving any of the more reasonable answers that a organization might have, as a hold up to getting a deal
we're
done.
We're working on signing Micah.
Right.
We're hoping to have Micah back.
Don't it make you appreciate Nick Caserio and Kyle and all?
Well, how about just, 31 other GMs?
Just keep us out the
door. I wouldn't say 31.
Well, lots.
We're about to talk about another one of
this
those.
True.
Who is
this is true.
Moronic.
30, but this, 29, something
here's
like
Jerry Jones talking about, you know, not paying a guy in another aspect.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt 6 games last year. Seriously. We've signed, I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out 2/3 of the year, Dak Prescott. So there's a lot of things you can think about when you, just as the player does, when you're thinking about committing and guaranteeing money.
So took a shot at Micah. By the way, it was 5 games, not 6, I believe, is what I saw.
But it felt like 6.
It felt like 6. And oh, by the way, a little drive-by at Dak. Why not? Why not?
Of all the people.
You know what? I kind of understand where he's coming from now.
Get out of here.
He said, I paid him all his money, and now he's out all of these games. So now I got to do it again?
Yeah. Let me ask you all this. Has Jerry Jones ever signed a contract for an NFL player? Ever?
Many times, in fact.
Of course.
It happens all the time.
That's how it works. That's how it happens.
But not just that, right? Hey, this is a dude that they have at every given point. They have talked about, and you talk about Dak Prescott, they have supported him. Where some people have said, especially in that fan base, hey, maybe move on from that cat, right? You could have done all of that. And, of course, the advocate for all, the man who is all good, J.J. Watt, gets on social media and rightfully just bashes Jerry Jones, saying, quote, anytime you could publicly take a dig at your star quarterback and your star pass rusher simultaneously, right before the season begins, you just got to take it. Nothing makes guys want to fight for you more than hearing how upset you are that they got hurt while fighting for you, close quote. And he's right. Like, the sentiment that he's expressing there, why are you digging at this dude like he got hurt riding a motorcycle up a mountain somewhere? He was playing football for your team.
Gave him all this money, didn't show up. Didn't show up for work. And oh, by the way, Micah reposted that.
Yes.
Micah reposted
he appreciated
to answer
the
your question about if he's just kidding around and jokes around. No, Micah said, I'm out.
Didn't we just talk about Micah and how he's, I guess he's going to report to camp anyway?
He is.
Yeah.
I would have been, after hearing that, like, you know what? Never mind. I changed my mind. I'll work out with my trainer.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is why, look.
I ain't got time for this.
There is an argument to be made that, you know, the Texans' MO on these things when it comes to the contract, maybe not even like dealing with negotiations, like not allowing the final, I think, what do they call it, 4%, a difference of 4% to kind of like, you know, derail them. They're willing to just kind of quote unquote overpay, I guess, in that space. There's reasons to argue about that. You know, maybe you're not making the best deal. Maybe you're giving yourself, not allowing you to kind of compete as much as you might want to around the margins. But I think that you've got to acknowledge how much better it is to not have moments like these that could rightfully sour not just your current team, but potential free agents in the future. Mm-hmm. They don't operate in free agency, and sometimes I wonder if it's because they be talking like this.
Yeah, and meanwhile, Trevon Diggs is just sitting there minding his own business, and Jerry also took a little shot at him. Said, yeah, should we have signed him early?
Like, do you like your team? Do you like this?
Just sitting there. Should we have signed him too? I don't know. I'm just saying.
From the 832, Jerry saying, I may not want her, but nobody else can have her. And everybody likes that guy, right? Like, what?
Yeah.
Nobody likes that guy.
Yeah.
And you go from one owner, general manager being, I think, what you could term as a buffoon. Here's Mike Brown, the owner of the Cincinnati Bengals, as he is dealing with a situation. This is the Shamar Stewart side of it, of obviously the first round pick from Texas A&M that has been working out at Texas A&M, who is just not going to show up because of the language that Mike Brown wants to put into this deal that is apart from what first-round picks have been having.
Yeah.
It's an additional amount of language that would allow them to get out from under the guarantees that first-round picks rightfully have. This is his explanation on that.
If we get a player who gets involved in something like that or does something that is just unacceptable, guess what? I don't want to pay him. I really don't. If he's sitting in jail, I don't think I ought to be paying him. And so we say that if he got involved in conduct detrimental, we'd have the right to terminate the guaranteed part for the back years. Oddly, something like this has never occurred in my memory with us. I don't think it's going to occur. So we're sitting here arguing over something that I think is pretty remote. And I ask myself sometimes why the hell we're doing it, but we are. And he's doing it too. And at some point, we got to put this stuff behind and just get him signed and get him up here and get him so he can be a contributor. He needs to get underway soon. Doesn't help him or us to have this strung out.
You're so close, Mike. You're so close. You're almost there. He's almost connected it. He's like, why are we even arguing about this? Just give me what I want. How about you just drop it?
He gave the answer in his explanation. I asked myself, why are we doing this? Why are so we close. Doing this? Yes. He's answer so the close. Question. Answer your own question. Why are we doing this?
You don't want to pay nobody if they in jail.
And the craziest thing is, why did all of a sudden he picked Shamar Stewart out of the clear blue?
My thing is, don't draft nobody then. Yeah.
Thank you.
Don't trade your picks.
Yes.
And also, like, it'd be one thing if we're trying to find this negotiation with the dude who has these level of problems. Shamar Stewart, that guy?
No.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I understand somebody had, like, a real past.
I've been very honest about Shamar Stewart, but that has nothing to do with it. And, you know, there is none of that. And, like out of the clear blue.
Is this Josh Gordon?
No, out of the clear blue, he goes, I'm going to pick this guy to make an example of. And, oh, by the way, as you pointed out yesterday, it's in the standard NFL contracts. The conduct policy is there. He just wants to take it to another level, I guess, which no agent worth their salt is ever going to sign that contract.
Yeah. I wonder what that level is. Is he like saying you don't get any money if something happened?
No, they just the guaranteed, the portions of the guaranteed.
So all that guarantee is gone?
Is gone, yeah.
Which, again, it's just, at this point, no self-respecting part of a labor union is going to give that back. So Shamar Stewart is not going to sign this.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's decided to make this particular
push. Why did you even draft them then?
But of all the players you could have tried this with, all of a sudden you decide, you know what? I'm going to pick Shamar Stewart.
It's a weird level of self-sabotage here. Because not only is he doing it on this front, they're still not paying a pass rusher who has been very good for them. Who has been kind of top of the league. Like, maybe you would make the argument that, you know, obviously when you start talking about age and what are you trying to accomplish. But this is a team that has the offense to accomplish. You just need some defense to go in tandem with the guys that you paid on offense.
What if he end up in jail? Maybe that's why you don't want to pay him.
I'll tell you what,
you don't want to pay a guy that's in jail.
What if he ends up playing football? Because it doesn't seem like he's about to do that either.
Trey Hendrickson ended up in Florida. He posted on his Instagram either last night or this morning.
It was a nice little view, too.
A picture in Florida like, I'm out.
And he made it clear he will not play until he gets his money. So Mike Brown has it doesn't sound like it, at least if I listen to that clip, that does not sound like a dude who is ready to acquiesce.
Yeah.
And that's probably not good for the Bengals, which I guess you can in a roundabout way look at the Texans and go, all right, if they're not going to be serious as one of the teams to contend in the AFC, I'll take that. Appreciate you. Thank you, Mike Brown, from the 504. Bro, he drafted Joe Mixon. Mixon had legal troubles at the time, and now he's doing this with Stewart. Stewart never had any legal troubles. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just out of the blue, like, I'm going to do this.
This is the ownership. Some other things that are happening around the NFL, some Texans news. Texans signed veteran slot cornerback Arthur Maulet to a one-year deal. He was previously playing with the Ravens, really very much lined up in the slot. It seems like you have a decent amount of appreciation for this. Obviously, he's going to be somewhat camp.
Me personally, yes.
Somewhat camp body, but I think that he has an opportunity to maybe grab a hold to a spot.
In 2023, he was not good. He was very good in 2023.
Yeah, I was looking at passer rating against, and both of those in the last couple years, 50s and the 60s. Like, people did not throw. Now, of course, how much sample size are you looking at there? But he was not a bad cornerback.
I think he was very good for the Ravens. Now, obviously, a very good team. But to me, this is one of the sort of the low-key, you know, questions that I've had about this defense. What about the slot? What about the slot? I've said it multiple times. There's your slot. There's your other guy that's going to play the slot with Jalen Petrie and back him up and be, as you've pointed out, you know, if you have to go to depth and these guys get injured, you know, what level of player are you going to get? Healthy, you're going to get a good level of play with him.
From the 409, what if he's the one holding the piano that falls on Parsons? Got to open your third eye. Think about these things. And then also, Trent Brown has been cleared for football activities. You think that we're not going to see him prominently early?
I would doubt we see him take any reps the first maybe 2 weeks of training camp. Maybe not until they go to West Virginia. Which, by the way, they're probably hoping they're in West Virginia right now based on the weather forecast.
Right.
But they're not. Simply because, you know, I think he's getting the Laremy Tunsil treatment. You know, veteran, big dude, use his knowledge more than anything. But it is important that he's been cleared for football activities. He'll be on the field. He'll be doing some workouts. He'll be talking with the guys. He'll be telling them this is the way we did it in New England or whatever. This is how Popovich likes to do things. So it is important. I just wouldn't expect to see him on the field.
Okay.
And taking reps, I mean.
Yeah, excited to see what some of those look like. Some more things. Philip Rivers posted a video at 5 p.m. sharp yesterday, at least Central Time.
2022.
That he's retiring as a Los Angeles Charger. And my immediate response was, that didn't happen already?
Yeah, I thought it happened.
He hasn't played for 4 years.
I thought it was 2022. Did he record it then and then just post it?
My bad, this has been in the draft. I forgot to hit send.
I forgot to post this.
I was amazed. I loved Philip Rivers as a player, though.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel so bad for him. I don't even know how much I should feel bad for him because he plays into this to some degree. But it felt like at any given point, no matter what had happened through the first 3.5 quarters of a game, you would end up in what I like to call the Philip Rivers situation, which is down a score, 45 seconds, no touchdowns, got to go the length of the field to win.
Yeah.
And I appreciated that so much because I always knew the end of the game was going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's got to suck, though. It's got to feel like Groundhog's Day that no matter how good you play, you're going to end up in a situation where you are down to score, 45 seconds to go, to try and drive the field with no touchdown, to no timeouts. It happened time and time again.
Yep. Yes,
and
it did.
He's one of those guys that I think will be lost to history how good he was because he just wasn't a quote-unquote winner.
I got to ask you, Hall of Famer?
No.
No, I don't think so.
And I love me some Philip Rivers.
I do too.
No. Like that, it's probably blasphemous to say. During that time period, you talk about like 07 to 08, where, you know, Texans were not necessary. I was over there rocking with them Chargers. Those Chargers teams were fun.
They're fun to watch.
Antonio Gates, yeah. Quentin Jammer, Antonio Cromartie. I think you had a lot of guys on that team that was really fun. Obviously, LaDainian Tomlinson, and of course, Philip Rivers. Salute to him. And your top 100 player of the day, Lopez.
What number are we at?
Number 68.
All right.
Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love.
What does it mean?
CJ's above him.
You sure?
That's a good question. I would have to hope so. You think CJ's not a top 100 player?
He didn't make top 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, it would surprise me.
This list sucks.
Yeah. It would surprise me if he didn't make this list.
Get used to it. I feel like you need to get past that because I'm going to hit you with this for the next, I don't even know how long, every day. You're a top 100 player.
67 days.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. There's many people on the text line, like Mike, pointing out the various ways in which Mike Brown has already taken on, you know, challenges or, you know, players that have some level of difficulty. Guys, we can't take him at face value. This is him trying to change a well-held precedent just on a whim. Like, so all the excuses that he's giving, they're not reasonable excuses. They're nonsense. And he's just trying to change something from an owner perspective that he has no business to pull. He's just trying. And he's not going to win it, but more power to him, I guess. More power to the Texans for seeing an AFC foe decide to tank themselves for no good reason. All right, you're in the loop. Coming up next, training camp starts in earnest tomorrow. Guys are reporting as we speak, getting physicals done, and then they'll have meetings. They'll get on the practice field tomorrow. And so one thing I want to do for training camp, I want us to figure out who are our pet cats. Who are the guys that we are looking at for training camp? So let's do a little bit of a pet cat draft. I'll tell you what I mean next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yep, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you guys rocking with us, getting involved with the program. There's all sorts of the text line looks hilarious because there's some people that are still giving us the reboots that should have never happened. Somebody's talking about the Frasier reboot, which I have not watched.
Oh, it was
I heard
awesome.
Good things about it.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
I watched every episode. It was great.
Is it bad that I'm doubtful?
No, it was great.
Cristiano Ronaldo going back to Manchester United. Man, I know that so uniquely well and deep in my spirit. So I feel you there, fellow soccer fan. But then also there's people talking about Mike Brown running the Bengals in the way that he is and trying to change the way that first round picks are in their guarantees are kind of structured in contracts and not paying Trey Hendrickson. And
I think he just tired of paying everybody. He had to pay Burrow.
Then sell the team.
Had to pay Chase Higgins.
You don't have to own the football team. Just go ahead and sell it, dog.
He's like, you know, I ain't about to keep paying everybody.
I'm paying everybody. Dude, I didn't sign up for
I like
this.
To be mediocre.
Like, I thought did. That was the fun of having a whole bunch of money is signing checks.
Except you did.
That was the whole point. And I guess everybody or a few people on the text line making note of, hey, how much is the Deshaun Watson guarantee situation? I'm like, hey, that's kind of different because the Browns they did it to themselves.
Yeah.
They knew what they were getting into.
Yeah.
Although I guess they thought he would be balling.
Yeah, at least they made that move trying to win.
Yeah.
They thought he would ball. Like, they were like, oh, there's issues, but at least he'll ball. And nope. But that's the nature of signing anybody in any sport. Yes, there's a possibility that they ball. And yes, there's also a possibility that they don't ball. That's the draft. Like, how do you come from? I'm sorry, I'm tangent.
That's
tangent.
Fine.
How do you come from a situation where this is the most owner-friendly situation, which is the NFL draft, in talent acquisition? Like, he's not doing this in free agency.
Right.
Which is not as player. Like, this is the most player or the most team friendly is that you get to dig into all these dudes' backgrounds. You get medicals gifted to you. You get to have all these conversations with very many people that give you some insight into what this player will be.
It's so cheap.
It is cheap. It is cost controlled. Yeah. In fact, like the number is set for you. You don't have to do a lot of negotiation on what the actual slot money is because it's slotted. Yeah. All you got to do is pick a guy that you want to play for or that you want to play for you. They did that, and now he's like, I don't know if I want to pay him. What the hell are you talking about?
I want to pay him if you go to jail. And I don't think anybody want to pay anybody who go to jail.
No, that's how it works.
That's life.
That's how it works.
Like, yeah. I'm sorry, my mind is boggled that this was the stance that Mike Brown decided to take. But what if he goes to jail?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What are you? Anyways, all right. Let's talk about the Texans, man. I can't. Houston, Texas, getting going with training camp tomorrow, bright and early, 6 a.m. is when Payne and Pendergast with our guy B. Scott in for Seth tomorrow. They get going out at the training camp site in the Methodist Training Center. Which, mind you, it is a training camp Tuesday. We're giving away tickets for VIP.
Every hour
to go out there on August 1st and keep it locked here. But yeah, tomorrow, bright and early, those guys will be out there. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris will jump in at 8, and then we'll jump on giving you live looks at what's happening out there. But training camp is not just a day. It's not just a week. It's mm-hmm. it's a long period of time. And I kind of wanted to do a little bit of a draft of sorts. I want us to figure out who our pet cats would be. Now, mm-hmm. I know that you're not very familiar with the phrase. And when I brought it up, you're like,
I am now.
That?
I like it.
It's, you know, just the guys that you want to lean on, the guys that you believe in, the guys that you have a level of interest in. And I kind of want to do this over the entirety of the training camp because there's definitely some guys that mm-hmm. are going to be of note. And I kind of want to see if we can predict it or at least see the guys that we're interested in and if that matches over the entirety of the span of training camp.
And we're going to have a scoring system. So in other words, like we'll each draft three players, Figgy, and you have the first pick. I have the second. Reggie has the third. And we'll score if this pet cat, if we're winning the pet cat competition in such a way, various ways. We don't necessarily have to get them all right now. Like if Nick Casario or D'Amico mentions them, we're like, oh, that's a point for us, you know, for Figgy or whomever. If Sean, Show, and Clint point out that those guys stood out, that's another point. So it's not just arbitrary on ours. Maybe John Harris, Mark Vandermeer, we'll ask them. You know,
yeah, but that's the competition aspect of it. But the larger overarching thing is
pick three.
Who are the guys that you are most looking forward to that you think will kind of have an opportunity to show out mm-hmm. during this camp? Or maybe they won't. Right. We'll see how that ultimately looks. Fig, I think you asked a good question, though, as we're setting this up. I think you asked like kind of what's the strategy. And I think that's the interesting part is like what are the criteria for you that make it so that you're looking at this guy, this particular guy for the Texans in training camp this year that makes mm-hmm. it interesting? Are you going for the young cats? Are you going for guys that are maybe on the bubble? Who are the guys that catch your attention here? So I think we'll kind of sort that out as we go along, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's give this a shot. Figgy, you have the first chance. And play along. If you let us know who are the guys that you have as, I guess, pet cats of sort, guys that you're most interested in mm-hmm. going into training camp.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Yeah, so I think my strategy, I want to look at somebody that I don't want to say be on the bubble, but somebody that maybe could step in and start, maybe could be a key player that's maybe on
pet cat cannot be Joe Mixon or CJ Stroud.
Yeah, no, of course.
I mean, it can be. I just feel like that's probably not the way that you go about this.
But somebody where you be like, man, watch out for him. He can make a difference.
Yeah.
My first one is Ariante Ursary.
That's a good call. That's a really good one. Because it's going to matter a good amount.
Yeah, that's somebody you got to keep an eye out on because he might not start this year.
Yeah.
But it's a possibility he could start. He could step in and be like, oh, he's better than what we thought. So
you
that's
dirty
somebody.
Bastard. You already? That was my first pick.
Really?
I think that's going to be a really good one, though, because, and I'm not sure if that one's going to be like the gimme, he's going to be the guy of camp. Like, it's quite possible that Ariante Erstery, I guess, for lack of a better term, fades because there's a lot of competition. And as we are currently looking at the leaders in the clubhouse and the offensive line, he's not in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
His probably best position is the one that maybe we feel the most comfortable knowing who's going to be the starter there and feeling Cam Robinson as. So, yeah, that's it's going to be of intrigue. I do wonder, though, if he, for the purposes of this draft, if he's going to be like a great pick. But, yeah, I'm super intrigued as to what Ariante, what Tay looks like out there on the field.
Yeah, so that leaves me with the second pick here. And, I have two that are in mind here.
Okay.
And I'm going to say Jalen Knoll.
God, that's a good one.
Jalen Knoll.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Especially because I'll let you talk through it. Like, what's going through your mind on that?
Well, I feel like it could be a situation where he may not be a quote-unquote starter, but he'll be in the rotation, and I fully expect him to be involved in special teams.
Agreed.
You know, like, he could be an electric-type player that we're talking about come, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, next week, about, wow, you know, Jalen Knoll is making some waves. So that's what my thought was with him.
Yeah, no, that's a great selection. Yeah. That was one I was looking at because, like, I think Higgins is an easier one to get to because I think that he is kind of very much set up to have a role.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that Jalen Knoll is explicitly in there.
Right.
And I could see a situation where, like, Braxton Berrios hangs on to be your returner or whatever. Like, he has the possibility, Knoll does, of being that returner, but I think that's going to show up in training camp. So that's a really good one. All right, my selection here, and I think this is a little dicey to go for this one, but I'm going to pick up Woody Marks here.
Okay.
I think that he is going to be very intriguing. I don't know. That's right. That's right. But I feel like he's going to.
Reggie.
That's going to be one of my pet cats here. I think he's going to be very intriguing. I think he's like what he looks like is going to matter. But I also don't know that he's going to be a guy that impacts like what your starters. Obviously, he's not going to impact what your starters are. I don't even know that he impacts like what your dominant kind of play style is, but he's going to matter. I probably should have seen if I could save him, but I'm interested in what Woody Marks looks like.
My next one will be Jake Andrews.
Oh, okay.
I think, good pet cat. Yeah, I'm a. I think I would like to see if he could come out as the starter on his offensive line, starter center on his offensive line. And I think if that do happen, you got to look at Drew Scruggs. You got to look at Jared Patterson. What's going to happen next with them two?
Yeah.
So I think that says a lot, man. And if, let's say, Jared Patterson or Drew Scruggs can beat him out, then that's cool. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But I want to keep an eye out on that one.
I think that's a good one. I'm picking next. My next pet cat that I'm going to be keeping an eye on has been a pet cat from the moment they got him for me, and that's Nick Chubb. I think Nick Chubb could be the two in the 1-2 punch. We'll see. Got a lot to prove, but I think he could be that guy.
And it's funny to say lots to prove, especially with him being one of the most kind
accomplished.
Of accomplished guys consistent. That you have on the roster right now, and consistent outside of injury.
Yeah.
But that injury looms large in this. And so, again, we've you know, harped on this a good amount. I will move along. I'm going to take one that feels like it's kind of evident, and I'm going to move away from kind of the rookie feel, but give me Brevin Jordan.
Oh.
I'm so in on the Brevin Jordan experience,
dirty
especially
bastard.
I think Dalton Schultz, I want to see if he can be the kind of wide receiving tight end that we've kind of paid him and we've kind of expected him to be. Brevin Jordan, you know, this we're waiting for that breakout for him. And so He has the you know, type, the kind of game type, play type to be that kind of guy. I think that this is going to be the opportunity to see, can he be that for this team?
Yeah,
so yeah, I'm looking for Brev.
I like that.
Yeah, my next one is Christian Kirk. I want to see what he does this year.
Better go out on a limb there, Figgy.
Yeah, that one.
This is where I'm going with it. Like, I think it's a possibility that Higgins could be a good number two, where if you had somebody like a Christian Kirk, where you're like, hey, do we actually need this guy? If these rookies step up how we think they might step up, then is it a need for a Christian Kirk? So I just kind of want to keep an eye out, see how Christian Kirk looked.
Was your other choice Nico Collins?
I'm not gonna lie. It does feel like you left a little on the table with that pick.
I feel like it's a chance that he could possibly be moved on.
Yeah, go with your heart. I appreciate it. Yeah,
I ain't want to pick Higgins.
I think
Higgins probably gonna be the number two. I think he eventually gonna be number two. Okay. So all this loving on Christian Kirk, man, I'm not really seeing it, so I want to keep an eye on that.
All right, my third pick, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to go down the depth chart.
You're going to pick CJ?
He's going to be one of those guys that you maybe not are counting on, but I think we're going to all be talking about him by the end of training camp, and that's Arthur Mollett, recently acquired. I think he's going to get a lot of reps. On the field, in the slot, could end up being a guy that makes a lot of plays.
Wow, you left me, and I can tell you, since I am the last pick, there are three guys on the defense. I like that you went defense here that I'm really thinking of. And so it's split between three newcomers, in fact. EJ Speed, Jalen Reed, and Jalen Smith.
I had Jalen Reed and Jalen Smith.
And so I'm trying to figure out which of those I want to go with, but I guess I'll go with my heart of the position that I keep thinking about. And damn it, there's another one that's coming on the text line. That's a really good one. You know what we might do? We might put together the listeners list
where
the listeners get to play along. I think I'm going to go with Jalen Smith, the cornerback, because cornerback depth has been my focus. And I could have easily gone with like Tremont Smith, right? Just that cornerback depth. But I'm very intrigued as to what the young guys look like. So Jalen Smith will be my third pet cat. But the names that are coming in, you guys did a great job on some of these other ones. Christian Harris is a really good answer here, because is he healthy?
Here's why I didn't pick Christian Harris or Trent Brown. They're not going to do much in training camp. And the whole exercise is who's going to be the pet cat in training camp in the preseason. So he might be an answer in the regular season, as might Trent Brown. But we're talking about the training camp pet cats.
All right. So some of the ones that we can throw out here.
Braxton Berrios.
Mechie is a very good one here. So I'll open up the text line again, 713-572-4610. Text in the ones that you guys are most interested in. The top three from you guys will also put in as a listener pet cat list. And we'll go through training camp just trying to see who are the guys that jump out to us and who fit in with that mold. Because again, these are the places that we're going to be watching very intently over the next month or so. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including a little bit of college football stuff that's popping up. Have you ever seen a team act this desperate? We'll talk about it more and next. All right, well, let's get into what's popping here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, right here on our, you know, the Mo Cam Injury Lawyers live streams on the text line, 713-572-4610. What's popping is you guys have your various pet cat conversations that are really popping off. So I appreciate you doing that. A great question that came in, like, why are we not talking about the long snapper? Well, I think the answer is, there's only one of them, and it's Austin Brinkman. Remember, they added Tucker Addington, if memory serves me correctly. Then he ended up going elsewhere, he being released. I mean, I get why you would want to have a level of assurance there, because, you know, long snapper is something that it's great when you don't have to think about it, but in a way you kind of should be thinking about it because you don't have the assurance that you used to have with John Weeks. The problem is, it seems like they got one. Like, this is just the guy, and it might be less of, hey, we're watching that space, as then if we notice that space, then it's something we have to talk about in a way in order to get somebody else. I think that that's probably a big thing. A lot of good names coming in. EJ Speed at linebacker. Darrell Taylor, I think you could even use him as a jumping off point just to talk about the pass rush depth. You got a lot of guys you're going to have to figure out how you cut down. So it's more just a lot of good options that you need to figure out how to get the guys that you want. But you also mentioned an interior defensive lineman guy.
I think, and I didn't put it down as one of the listeners, it was just me, I think Togia, he had a pretty good solid end of the season. So here's the recap. Figgy, you got Ariante Ursary, Jake Andrews, Christian Kirk. You have Woody Marks, Brevin Jordan, Jalen Smith. I have Jalen Knoll, Nick Chubb, Arthur Mollett. Listeners have a combination of Mechie, Christian Harris, Berrios, Damon Arnett, Jawar Jordan, Ed Ingram, EJ Speed, and Cade Stover.
Yeah,
those were the most popular ones.
Someone, Davis Mills. All right, okay.
He's going to be a starter. Keep an eye out for Davis Mills.
Friends.
Yeah.
Please. Some things that are popping. Shout out to the Astros getting a victory last night, getting themselves back to five games above, or a five-game lead is what I'm ultimately trying to say, in the AL West with an incredible victory last night in Phoenix is where they played, as I'm trying to remember exactly what I'm saying here. But a fantastic victory that saw Bryce Matthews break out in a way that was very good. He hits his first and second home runs of his career, much needed to help them get the victory, including the start, which was a three-run shot early on in the game in order to kind of tie this thing up, and they opened that thing up as well. What was your kind of takeaway largely from this game?
Well, first of all, Bryce Matthews, just absolutely thrilled that he looked comfortable. It wasn't just like, oh, he squeaked the home run over the left field wall or whatever off the end of the bat. No, 397 feet worth, backed up by one, but was 423, I believe, is what those numbers were. So he looked the part, looked good. Certainly, you know, a player that, you know, is going to be turning some heads. And then that leads to the second big takeaway, turning some heads, not just in Houston. And maybe, you know, that becomes one of those bittersweet, happy for him. But are you going to ultimately have to move him to get a player that you want for the stretch run?
Yeah, well, that's the space that we're definitely going to have to watch. But some other things that happened in the game. Shout out to Chaz McCormick, man, looking like a good version. I thought that was – it's. I don't know if it was overshadowed because, of course, it's going to be. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, all right, Chaz coming back from injury. One of the things we were looking at this season, can Chaz be the previous Chaz? A 2-for-4 day for him with the RBI. Or sorry, 2-for-4 day with a run, the RBI. No RBI for him. I'm also mixing him with Christian Walker, who had a 2-for-4 day himself.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Christian Walker is more important for him to get back on the snide, I guess. Is that the way that I say
Schneid.
That? Schneid. Do I have to add that? Okay, thank you for correcting me there.
Mm-hmm.
But Chaz McCormick giving you something a little bit more akin to what you'd seen prior for him, especially in the outfield, is something that I'm really excited about.
I'm with you 100% on Walker. I thought Chaz didn't have the best defensive game, to be honest. I thought a couple balls fell in front of him that should not have and would not have previously, but maybe he's just being a little cautious, whatever it might be. Maybe it was just a bad read. But, yeah.
Also stole the base last night.
Definitely better at the plate. So, we'll see, but definitely good progress.
Yeah, and of course, I should give a shout out to Colton Gordon doing what he does. 5 2/3, just getting what you need. 4 strikeouts, nothing major, but you know, only a couple of earned runs, and again, gives you the opportunity to go out there, especially if the lineup is doing what they're supposed to do, which they did.
And gave it up early.
Yeah,
you know, at least it looked like it could have been a lot worse, but he gave it up early and then settled in and got it done. So, yeah, good for him.
And now you get Framber Valdez off of a good amount of rest.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what he looks like coming out there. He's going to be opposite Eduardo Rodriguez as the Astros go again tonight. It's another late 8:40 first pitch with Framber Valdez on the mound. And, again, I appreciate you, 3-4-6. Let's go, Milwaukee. Yeah, go ahead and sweep the Mariners for me. I'd appreciate that.
Are they at 11 straight, Milwaukee?
That's a good question.
They have just been on a tear, man.
They tore the Dodgers up, too, man. Yeah. I think they swept them twice this year.
Yeah, Milwaukee is like...
Yeah, 11-game win streak.
Yeah.
A good 60-40 record out there in the NL Central.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have a certain... I have a Central Division blindness in baseball. The Central Division just doesn't get into my head, which is a problem for me personally and no one else. But yes, the Brewers playing some good baseball.
The
Keep
Central
going.
Division playing good baseball.
Yes,
I mean,
Cubs are also pretty good.
Brewers, Cubs, Cardinals over 500, Reds over 500.
Pirates also existing,
And the Pirates are in the division.
You know, the Brewers is.
Hey, how about Skeens though? Skeens got a win.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Paul
I just put
Skeens.
That. I just went ahead and wrote that off that it was going to be a loss game.
Yeah,
or just ahead, a no Figgy. Decision.
Oh, I was going to say the Brewers. You know, that's Arian Foster's favorite team.
I did not.
He been rooting for the Brewers a lot. Every time they win, he get on Twitter like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I really want to know the backstory on it.
Mm-hmm.
We got an update on Yordan Alvarez also. Quote, where the pain is in the hand, it's a little bit difficult to have surgery there. That's why I say I need a little bit of rest right now. It's in an area where normally we don't get surgery in that area, but I think it isn't something I'll have to keep dealing with. You kind of got a little bit of an update there. I'm guessing you saw this, right?
Oh, I saw it. I saw it. I can say this. Very few people, other people can. But we got another week, another chapter of Espada speak with a lot of these injuries. And it wasn't Espada that gave the update on Yordan. It was Yordan that gave the update on Yordan. And but Espada said about Paredes, quote, it doesn't look very good. So there's that. And he doesn't have an update because Isak's flight was delayed. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who amongst us hasn't been there?
Jeremy Pena is rehabbing in Florida, has played some defense, is going to take BP in, quote, a few days.
Correct.
Dana Brown talked about Jake Myers. We know that. It was earlier. He said he's going to be more than 3 weeks. Luis Garcia is, quote, progressing well. Spencer Arrighetti is, quote, a big part of second half plans. What does all this mean?
Waiting and hoping, baby. Waiting and hoping.
But here's the thing on Yordan. This is the one that just really, really bothered me. Because it sounds as if, and you just said it, he said the surgery where the injury took place would be, quote, difficult to have done. That tells me that he needs surgery. Does it not?
That is a fair way of interpreting that, I think.
I mean, he said, like basically he said that he had to rest it. The one time that he woke up, and remember he had the setback. He said it was swollen again all of a sudden. He was supposed to take some batting practice that day. He ended up canceling because his hands swelled up. And he said, that basically he needs to rest it some more before he comes back and starts taking some hacks. But when he said where it is, surgery is, quote, difficult to have done, that tells me he needs surgery on his hand and is not going to be able to get it.
That sounds about right.
That's a problem.
Especially if you're hoping for him to return and help the lineup up.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That feels like I'm continuing to mentally push out the date that I reasonably expect for Yordan to return to this team.
Yeah, because if you need surgery and they're saying it's really difficult, you're just going to have to rest it. I don't like the sounds of that.
Haven't liked the sounds of much of our Yordan updates, exactly. If we're going to be completely honest. Yeah. And maybe that, not maybe, that also, again, puts, I think, more pressure on the organization to probably make a move here in the next 9 days. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Some of y'all are calling for, like, let's go back with the Brewers doing all that stuff out there. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. That's not necessary. But appreciate you guys hanging out. I did tease. I teased the it's a little bit of college football stuff. I'll push that forward. I'll push that forward in the show. We will circle back around to that because I did think that there was a little bit of a behaving in a way that felt a little uncouth in college football because we're starting to gear up to that season as well. It's a Texans training camp Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. And we're giving away 4 VIP tickets every hour today to Texas training camp on August 1st. Now's that time. Call number 10, 713-572-4610. We'll win those 4 VIP tickets to Texas training camp on August 1st out there at Houston Methodist Training Center right across from NRG. And the tickets, of course, are courtesy of the Houston Texans. Call number 10 right now, 713-572-4610. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, I've been doing my rewatch of the 2024 season. And we reach week 12 versus the Tennessee Titans at NRG Stadium. Yeah, let's break this one down because there was some annoying things. We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.